This is Shelby Hansen, and you're listening to episode 92, How to Generate Positive Emotions on Purpose. Welcome to the Get Your Energy Back podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Hansen. As a life coach, invisible illness warrior, and kidney transplant recipient, I've navigated the waters of chronic fatigue for nearly a decade and can help you feel more energized and alive than ever before. In this podcast, we dive deep into topics that can help you boost your energy levels and live a more vibrant life. Whether you're looking to overcome limiting beliefs, improve your relationships, gain a better understanding of what is affecting your energy levels, or simply find more joy and fulfillment in your life, the Get Your Energy Back podcast is the perfect place to start. So sit back, relax, and join me on this journey towards a more energized, balanced, and vibrant life. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Today, we're going to be talking about how to generate positive emotions on purpose. And I have a quick funny story for you before we get started. I actually already recorded this podcast, the full thing. And as I went to play it back, I realized that the audio didn't catch. But because of the things that I'm teaching you, I noticed that my brain didn't spiral into the negative and stayed pretty at this positive neutral that we're going to talk about. I don't know if you heard that on the microphone. I think my kids dropped something in the kitchen. Anyway, so I just thought that was funny. When you are doing this work and trying to understand what's going on for you emotionally, physically, it's going to help you when things don't go exactly as planned and we're not going to dip as low. Because I know this is my 92nd podcast, and I know that if this would have happened towards the beginning of when I was just starting my podcast, I could have been so distraught about it. My brain has a lot of drama, as I'm sure a lot of yours do too. And through this work, through practice, through learning these concepts, through teaching these concepts daily, I don't experience the dips, these emotional dips as much as I have in the past. And I want that for you too. That's why I want to teach you about how to generate positive emotions on purpose. So let's start out with, I like to think about that everybody has an emotional homeostasis. This is the place where your brain just kind of sits, where your emotions kind of sit, the sensations in your body throughout the day. This is just kind of what it feels like to normally be in your body. And I'm curious for you, what is your normal homeostasis emotionally? What emotions do you experience the most throughout your day? I love that I've been doing this work for so long. I go back to old journals and I remember looking at a list of emotions I'd printed out and circling my top three emotions. And I know that one of my top emotions for years was overwhelmed. I just felt so overwhelmed. And now, overwhelm still hits. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but it's not one of my top emotions that I feel anymore. So it makes sense if you do an inventory of what's my most common emotional state, if it is a little bit negative. Our brains are geared towards the negative. Our brains are always seeking danger so that we can stay safe, so that we can stay alive. Our brains want to be right about the danger more than they want to feel better. But I want to teach you today that feeling better is the point. It's when you get to enjoy your life and really create what's in your heart, what your desires are, to really have the health that you want, to be able to have the relationships and the experiences and the memories with the people that you really want. So why does this happen? Why do our brains descend into chaos? Well, I think about that this is the kind of world that we live in. We live in a world where the physics of nature, most things do descend into chaos. The simplest analogy is laundry. We have to do laundry because our clothes tend to get dirty. And so every once in a while, maybe once a week, maybe once a month, I don't know how often you do laundry. We'll put the clothes into the washing machine, through the dryer, and out comes clean clothes. And what happens with our brains is that if you are feeling an overwhelming sense of negativity, a lot during your day, that could be because you have an unexamined, uninvestigated mind. We're literally not doing the emotional laundry in order to feel better, okay? So you are not the victim of your circumstance. What things have happened to you, you may not have wanted them to have happened to you. But when you start to take full ownership of your life, how you perceive your life, how you've reacted to any situation, it's when you start to be able to fully embrace your experience and to change any parts so that you can get the experience that you want to have. If you keep feeling anxious and you don't want to feel anxious anymore, then we've got to take full ownership of the thoughts that we have kept believing over and over again, even if they are erroneous, we've just chosen to believe them over and over again. We've got to take full ownership of that so that we can start to have some wiggle room to shift it. I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you. You are perfectly lovable, capable, amazing, exactly as you are right now. In fact, the people that have gone through the most, your growth and your trajectory is just exponential by the way that you are still learning more in order to improve your life situation. But you are perfect and healthy and whole as you are right now. Now, why do I say that to some of you that maybe feel like I'm not healthy right now? Because I've tried this out. After my kidney transplant, it was nearly failed. The doctors came in and said that things weren't working and they weren't sure what to do. Maybe they'd have to take my new kidney out and my old kidneys weren't working. And then I was going to have to go on dialysis, which I didn't need before the procedure. And my brain went crazy with anxiety. And I take full ownership of that. And I love her. I have so much compassion for her when she went into that anxiety spiral and just felt so terrible because I literally couldn't walk. I could barely eat anything. I couldn't take care of my own kids. It was really rough. And that went on for days and weeks until I decided, until I found the right piece of information because I was scouring books trying to figure out what to do. When I found the right piece of information that invited me to believe that the impossible was possible. If you need to know more about this, listen to the last podcast where I talked about possibility. I started to believe that it was possible that I was already healthy, that I was already thriving, that I was already strong, that I was already whole, and that my body was healing. I had no evidence to support this claim after 6 weeks of my kidney not functioning in my body. And that was the most important time to believe. So when I started to believe that I was healthy and whole, my body actually started to heal. Okay? So I leaned into the negative emotion and I used it to generate positive emotion that affected me physically. And so how do we do this practically? How do we generate positive emotions on purpose? Well, I've got 5 steps I'd love to take you through. And the first one is to take your emotional temperature. How are you feeling in this current moment right now? And if you're feeling stress or anxiety, I invite you to listen to a previous podcast that I talked about closing stress cycles. And those can help you to be able to close the stress and to start to have a more positive, neutral homeostasis. Okay. The second step is to allow sensations in your body, especially if they are these negative sensations. Your emotions are sensations in your body. I love to think about emotions as energy in motion. It's when we try to stop the motion that the negative emotions start to feel really terrible. Your thoughts create your feelings in your body. So when you allow sensations, it allows your body to do what it was naturally designed and created to do. And I have another podcast I'll link about how to allow sensations. The third thing to do is to make a decision. When you are feeling overwhelmed, the quickest way out of overwhelm is to make a decision, even if it's a tiny decision. So let's say that you have gotten more to this positive neutral homeostasis. We've closed some stress cycles. You've allowed some negative emotion in your body. What do we do next? Decide what positive emotion you want to generate on purpose. So let's say you want to generate some happiness. I mean, who doesn't want to feel more happy, right? The fourth thing that you're going to do once you have made that decision is to move toward the emotion that you want to generate. One of the ways that I love to do this is by thinking about all of the things that I love to do and that create that I feel happy when I'm doing. Probably about a year ago, I told my husband, I'm like, I'm not fun. I don't know who I am. I don't even know what I like to do. He was like, that's super not true, Shelby. So what I did was I wrote myself a fun list. And so I encourage you to do this too. This can help you move toward that positive emotion. Okay. So part of my fun list was music. Just play it on my, I don't want to say her name. You know who I'm talking about because then it'll start doing stuff. But the machine that plays music for me, play music that like listen to music, play musical instruments, read a book in a hammock. Obviously, this was written during a warmer month. Watch funny videos, print some pictures, paint or color something, do a quick sewing projects, Pilates, hiking, going barefoot in the grass. Now, the coolest part is that your brain does not know the difference between an imagined occurrence and an actual occurrence. So when you envision the things that you love to do, that you feel happy when you do them, even if you don't do them, you are going to start generating that emotional sensation in your body of happiness because you're thinking about it and the thoughts create the emotions. Okay. So the fifth thing is to expand that emotion in your body. If you have allowed the negative emotions to process through your body, it's time to expand what the sensational profile of a positive emotion is. The more familiar you get with what a positive emotion feels like in your body, you're going to be able to start to recognize it and become friends with it. Like, for example, when I'm feeling grateful, I feel this swelling motion in my heart. I feel this expansion in my heart space. My throat feels like it's opening up and like there's just like more air and space. When I feel those sensations in my body, I know that's gratitude because I've become very acquainted with gratitude. And that can happen too. So you let the gratitude get really, really, really big in your body. Let those sensations take up all of the space, all the way to your fingertips, all the way out your toes, top of your head. If you have done the work to allow yourself to really feel the negative emotions, allow yourself to feel the positive ones. Because as you do this, it bumps up that homeostasis. So then what your natural tendency to do is to be at a more positive state without even trying. That's why we want to generate positive emotions on purpose. If you have a question about, okay, I kind of get this, but like, how do I take my emotional temperature? How do I allow these sensations? How do I stop feeling so bad? This is exactly what I do in my coaching program. This is how I help you to become familiar with what's going on in your body so that you can take this learning to create what you actually do want. Really vibrant health, really amazing relationships, beautiful memories with your family and your loved ones because you're able to have the energy to do it. All right. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and I will see you next week. Have an incredible week. Bye-bye. Are you ready to welcome in vibrancy and energy into your life? Join me for a fatigue recovery call. We'll get on a call and I will share my 3-step process for getting your energy back personalized, especially for you.
Simply go to the show notes and schedule your call today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're looking for a life coach to work with, what are you waiting for? Let's get coaching together today. I hope you have a wonderful week as you take your power back on creating more vitality, energy, and vibrancy in your life today.